Chapter 5. More Trouble. An older man approached. His glasses were perched on the top of his head. Under his arm was a large brown envelope.
"Is he a reporter?" Jesse asked.
"That's Hollis McKnight," Skye answered. "He's the owner and editor of The Landing Times, the local newspaper." She started toward him.
"Oh, Mr. McKnight, I have the money for the ad," she told him.
Mr. McKnight said, "I'll get the money later. Right now I have to speak with Mary." He took Mary England's arm and led her away.
"Did you tell McKnight what's been going on around here?"
Don Pfister said. Matt ignored him. Skye touched Matt's arm.
"Come on, Matt," she said. "Donald, cool off. In the meantime, let's show the Aldens what this balloon business is all about."
She started toward a small shed at one corner of the field. The Aldens followed.
"One of these days, we're going to enlarge this storage shed," Skye told them.
"We're going to make it into a lounge," Matt added, "with tables and chairs."
"And a big window so people can see the balloons ascend," Skye said.
"Will there be anything to eat?"
Benny asked.
"A well-equipped snack bar," Matt answered.
Benny was glad to hear that. At the shed, Skye said, "Tomorrow you'll be part of our chase crew."
"And you'll help with the launch," Matt added.
"Wait here," Skye instructed. "We want to show you some of our equipment."
She and Matt unlocked the shed and went inside. Not far away, Hollis McKnight and Mary England were in a heated conversation.
"What do you suppose that's all about?"
Henry wondered aloud.
"Why is Mary's hair all messed up?"
Benny asked.
"She looks like she'd always be combed, not like me."
"Probably the wind," Violet suggested.
Sue Lee looked around. She studied a nearby tree. Not a single leaf was moving.
"There is no wind," she said. "She probably had her car windows open," Jesse decided.
"What's Mr. McKnight doing?"
Henry said. The man pulled a stack of something, letters, from the brown envelope. He waved them in Mary's face. She turned away. Mr. McKnight kept talking. Suddenly, Mary turned around to face him. She said something and dug in her purse. Whatever she pulled out flashed in the sunlight.
"It's a mirror," Henry said.
"And a comb," Violet added,
as Mary began smoothing her hair. Skye came out of the shed. Matt followed, carrying a metal box.
"This is the instrument package," Skye told the Aldens.
They crowded around as Matt lifted the flight instruments out of the box. Skye pointed to a round dial.
"This is the variometer," she said. "It tells us our vertical speed."
Matt pointed to another gauge.
"Altimeter," he identified. "It tells us our altitude, how high up in the sky we are. And that last dial measures the temperature inside the balloon."
"Why do you have to know the temperature inside the balloon?"
Sue Lee asked.
"The air in the balloon has to be kept at just the right temperature, or the balloon will not do what the pilot wants it to,"
Matt answered.
"How do you heat the air?" Violet asked.
"Propane gas," Skye answered.
"You'll see the tanks later."
Benny studied the instruments. Even Grandfather's station wagon had more dials.
"Are these all the instruments you need?"
"A compass helps," Skye said.
"And a map," Matt added.
"I'm good at map reading," Benny said proudly. "I even made a map of our neighborhood."
Skye smiled.
"Good. Tomorrow, when you're part of the chase crew, those skills will come in handy."
Hollis McKnight joined the group.
"I'll take that money now, Ms. Blair," he said.
Skye dug her wallet from her back pocket.
"I've made a couple of changes in the ad copy," she said.
She handed Mr. McKnight a check and a folded piece of paper.
"Do you want to go over them?"
Mr. McKnight shook his head.
"I'm sure I'll be able to figure out the changes."
Then he walked away.
Don Pfister ran up beside him. "Mr. McKnight," he said, "let me tell you what's been going on here."
McKnight waved him away, saying, "Not now, not now."
"What kind of newspaper editor are you?"
Don Pfister shouted after him. Then he stomped off. Matt shook his head.
"That Don is nothing but trouble," he said.
Skye didn't respond. Instead, she went on talking about ballooning.
teamwork is the most important aspect of ballooning, she said. Everyone has a job, and they must do it well. The Aldens became so interested in their ballooning lessons that they didn't hear Pete Moran pull in.
Lunch,
Pete announced, as he opened the back of the station wagon. Benny heard that. So did everyone else. Balloonists quickly gathered near the station wagon. Using the back of the station wagon as a table, Pete spread out an assortment of cold salads and breads. Henry stepped forward.
Do you need help?
He asked Pete. Pete nodded.
You could hand out the plates.
Henry took the paper plates and stood beside the station wagon. Jesse took the plastic utensils. A line formed. The first person was about to eat when Brad Golder shouted at Pete,
You're the one who launched my balloon!